You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now we want to talk a little bit about what's going on this summer. So many of the school districts now have let out. The graduations have taken place, most of them anyway. We've just got a sprinkling of school districts in the area that have a few more days left. But otherwise, we are unleashing tens of thousands of young people into the wilds of Colorado. And Jeremy, parents are throwing their hands up saying,
Now what do we do?
What am I going to do? What are you guys going to do?
You know, and we're knee deep in all this. We got two kiddos at home now. It's funny, you know, I was able to have Thursday and Friday off, and which allowed me to take the kids to school, which I usually don't, you know, get a chance to do. And, you know, dropping them off on Thursday and then on Friday, you could just see the look in the parents' faces. And I even leaned over to a couple of them on Friday and I was like, couple more hours, just a few more hours of freedom. What are you guys going to go do? And then, yeah, then it's, you know, now it's scrambling to put together various camps and clubs and activities for the kiddos to do. And I was just jotting down a list of what we have our kids in this summer. We've got them in a couple different drawing classes. They're going to be doing a ceramics class. Went ahead and put my son into a weight training camp this summer for a couple hours, a couple nights a week.
Really?
Weight training. Yeah, I was like, you can go get jacked, dude. Go blow off some steam and work out. On top of that, he's got two different basketball camps this summer. Piano, gymnastics, and just last night, Nick Nack was talking about putting our daughter into, it's like a mini cheerleader camp. So they go for, you know, a couple hours during the week and learn to be cheerleaders. And the cost for that one was $500. I was like, do we want to do that one?
So did that mean no because of the price?
No, it's kind of up in the air right now. Like, I mean, it's exercise, it's making new friendships, and it's getting them out of the house. So I'm kind of leaning towards yes on that.
Investing the money?
Investing the money.
Have you added up all of the...
No, I haven't, but you know, we easily hit $1,000, if not more, maybe $2,000, I think, probably with everything, not counting the cheerleading camp. So I know that's on the low end, because I know some parents, you know, fork out $10,000 for their kids to stay busy over summer. You know what's funny is we got an email from one of my son's teachers in middle school sending out a bunch of homework-related things because she said the summer slide is real. All these kids go on summer break, and then they forget everything that they learn, and they call it the summer slide. And she sent a bunch of websites and curriculum and homework for the kids to do, and I was just like, that's not going to happen. There's not a chance he's going to sit down and do all this homework over the summer. But the thought is nice. The thought is really nice that you're doing that.
We used to call it the summer brain drain. Summer slide, I guess, same thing.
A little cutesy, yeah.
I'm curious what our listeners are doing with their kids and if they have tallied up the total amount that they're spending just to keep their kids occupied during the summer. And I know we're probably going to hear from some are like, I'm not spending anything. I'm kicking them outside and like going
which
very
is great
old school.
Too. Yeah, that's great.
It's very old school. Like, just go outside and ride your bike and play. And
but sometimes
you
know
thousands.
You got you know these kids that are 6, 7 years old, and you got both parents working. And you can't leave them at home, right. I guess, all day. And so what
you
do you
come
put
up with
them
some
in?
Sort of plan? I don't know.
It's
curious,
stressful.
I would like to know A, what parents are doing with their kids, and B, what they're paying for it. I'm just really curious. And some will be like you, and they're like, oh, I haven't added it all up yet. I haven't done my little spreadsheet to figure out exactly what we're paying. You know, and think about it, because we have people listening. You guys have got two kids. We've got people listening who have got 4, 5 kids, and in some cases more.
Well, the thing
and
is
so
not
now
so much
suddenly
even...
you're doubling or trebling the amount that you spend.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, a lot of times too, like with us, I mean, it's not so much the cost. It's now that, you know, I reeled off 10 things that we have going on. And now we have a calendar on the front of the fridge of, you know, when I'm coming and going for my things, when Nicole's coming and going, and then when the kids now have to be at all these various activities and pick them up. And do we wait at this one because it's only an hour and it's farther away? And the logistics behind all this now are pretty crazy.
That's
going to be a busy summer.
Your spreadsheet, I guess. The spreadsheet is not only the cost, but the transportation.
Yep, yep. And
we're
trying to carpool.
Kids around?
We're trying to carpool with other parents now, too. So
Man.
Yeah, good times. Good
you know,
times.
I wonder if this is done. This just popped into my head. I've never thought about this before. But for the parents who are, you know, the double income, the two working parent families, if there is a family where one, either the mom or the dad, is a stay-at-home parent, and they take on the responsibility, do other parents throw them a few bucks? In other words, can you make money off of being the shuttle service for all the neighborhood kids?
I would hope so.
And why wouldn't some families do that? Like if you said, look, I'm a stay-at-home parent. I will be here and I will drive all the kids in the neighborhood to their various activities. Work out some sort of fee.
I think that's a great idea.
Because it's certainly worth it to the working parents.
So worth it. I would do that. I'd spiff them.
I don't know why I've never thought about that before, but I'm wondering if we have people listening who either are that shuttling parent or they pay somebody to do it.
What a it's great little like, gig.
You know, yeah, some people, you know, hire a nanny, and it's the nanny's job to get the kids everywhere. I mean, my stepdaughter's a nanny. She has to do that during the summer. Part of her job is she's got to drive these kids to various things. But what if it was a parent who's just handling it for, like, three other families?
Yeah. Hmm. Warm up the minivan.
I want somebody to reach out and talk about that. Or we've got people right now who's listening and going, oh, my God, what a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a stay-at-home parent. Let's take one quick call before we go to break, and then we'll take more. It's Jen on the phone. Jen, what are you guys doing this summer?
Different camps, just to keep the kid entertained. I have a 7-year-old. And last year we spent over $5,000. This summer we did a little better. It was about $4,000, but it's a full-time thing. And honestly, they don't even go throughout the whole workday. Some days are just like about 6 hours.
So then you've got to scramble to get out of work early or have somebody pick them up.
Yes.
That's a pain. So what are you getting for your $4,000?
Well, we do have a couple archery camps, and we've got sports camps and an art camp. So, I mean, it is like Monday through Friday where they go, you know, from about 9 to 3:30 or so. Some are later. Some will go till 5:30, but you always have to pay extra for that.
Right.
You know, this is sparking something else in my mind. We have to go to a break, come back and chat about it. Jen, thank you for telling us about this. We appreciate you listening.
Yeah, thank you. You guys have
a great day.
See you later.
We appreciate you so much. $4,000 to $5,000 to keep one 7-year-old entertained. Somebody said they signed their kids up for various things just through their local rec league. And it costs them about $1,800, but then they've got, you know, most of the summer planned with a bunch of different things like that. But, you know, bottom line, Jer, from reading through all this, it's thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars that families are spending. And something else popped into my head, and I want to throw it out there and get your thoughts on it. And I'm not, believe me, disclaimer, I am not saying that, you know, if you schedule your kids with a bunch of stuff during the summer that there's anything wrong with that, that's fine. But just thoughts, when we were talking to Jen, and she said that she's spending $4,000 to $5,000, as she put it, to keep a 7-year-old entertained. And she was talking about all the various activities, you know, that could last anywhere from, I guess, 5 to 7 hours a day, every day, so this kid stays busy. And the first thought that went through my head is, how many kids are getting a taste of the rat race of adulthood, where their summers are just so scheduled now with dots on every single day that the, quote, old days of having summer break, where, like I said, you got on your bike, you rode around the neighborhood, you went and played grab ass in the park, you know, all that stuff. But now it's the day school is out. We've got you scheduled with various activities on every day so that you are busy and you're going to learn what it truly is to be an adult where every day you've got commitments and responsibilities and a deadline. And I tried to in my head think, what would it cost a family? And maybe if they pooled their resources with other families to have somebody who was almost like a nanny or a sitter to oversee, where the kids didn't have to go off to, quote, activities and could just play.
Like veg at home and you've got just one supervisor type thing?
I'm wondering, we probably will get text messages, Dom, you're a dreamer, that's never going to happen, but maybe. But I just kind of am a little concerned that so many little kids, they're not even 10 yet,
yeah,
and their summer, which, you know, is supposed
they
to be
they still will
a
have
break.
Time to go swimming and play with their friends and be
hopefully
out and about. They will. I mean, this is just during working hours for parents to get to work to, you know, put food on the table where they've
right.
got to do something with their kiddos.
Right, but working hours basically from 9 to 5, and that's 5 days a week for the whole thing. I mean, that's
yeah.
a lot of scheduling. I don't know. It's
yeah.
just popped into my head. It's like, I feel bad that so many kids, not all, but so many kids just are completely scheduled to death 365 days
a year.
Yeah,
but it's fun things. Like, I'm encouraged to see that my kids are going to be doing some art classes. They're going to be going out and getting the exercising with weight training and basketball and gymnastics. I mean, they're out there blowing off the kids' steam.
Sure.
With all these things, and they're, you know, they're actually learning stuff and having fun. I mean, they're making new friendships.
I don't deny that, and that's all good,
yeah.
and I agree with that. But at the same time, the other side of it is get up in the morning so that we can schedule you to go have fun.
Well, it's the same thing they do with the school year. I mean, you're up at school, and you're there,
right.
and you – I mean,
right, but that's what I'm saying. Summer should be the break.
But that's not real life. I mean, as an adult, you're not going to get that. You don't get an entire summer off.
But it should be real life.
I get what you're saying.
Real,
be a kid,
it was
you know?
Real life not that long ago.
Yeah.
But now we have deemed that it's not real life. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. All I know is I'm just observing. You're somebody who doesn't have a little kid anymore in the house. My son has grown. I just kind of look at it. I go, I kind of feel bad for the kids.
Yeah, I could see that angle. Definitely. I could see that angle.
I don't know. I don't know. Just thoughts. You know, things come into my head, and I vomit them out over the airwaves.
You blurt them out.
It's just what I do. It's like, that's what I think about.
Gil says, I dump my kids off at the library or the mall for a couple hours each day. Hank wrote in and just said, swimming pool, swimming pool, swimming pool, swimming pool, swimming pool about 50
yeah.
times. That's
yeah.
where a lot of parents are dumping their kids off.
Right.
And then Anna. In regards to your scheduling, she says, in regards to the summer slide, we require our daughter to do these items every day. Read 45 minutes, practice violin 30 minutes, do 20 math problems, art for 30 minutes, and exercise for 30 minutes.
Hmm.
Ain't no sliding going on with that kid this summer.
Yeah.
Do that every day before you can go out and have fun or get on a screen.
Along those lines, Rick said, when my two girls were young and out of school, one had daily, quote, assignments, reading, math sheets, writing, and artwork. I saw their work at the end of every day. Number two, bookstores had reading programs earn new books. Number three, daily swim team. And number four, reward all their summer activities with movies, trips to the park, invite friends yeah. over, treats like Dairy Queen and such.
Oh, I'm going to do that one. I'm taking my kids to Dairy Queen every day. Well, today's my first full day with the kiddos at home, so I'll see how it goes and if I'm already sick of it by the end of the day.
Look, I remember last summer when it wasn't even like June 8th or anything, and you were coming in saying,
he's like, let's get him back. I started going off about full year school. And, you know, as a kid, you're never a fan
right.
of that. But now, as an adult, I'm like, year-round school, let's make it happen. A great idea. It's a super idea.
Jen wrote in and said, just think about all the anxiety kids. Kids have no idea. It's probably because they're so overscheduled, maybe. Well, yeah, and Jen, that's been an issue that that some parents have been worried about for many years, and it's not getting any better. I know that. If anything, kids are more scheduled today than they ever have been.
Well, then again, I witnessed the last week of school that was all, you know, pajama week, bring your stuffed
right.
animal, and let's watch movies all week. So they're not
right.
that stressed out.